بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة، فقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر: ويل للمطففين الذين إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا كالوهم أو وزنوهم يخسرون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. When we were discussing yesterday about not only a believer's tongue being clean and clear from misspeaking against another believer, but also the heart being clear of any stray or inappropriate thought about a believer, the idea of suspicion came up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. إن بعض الظن is what? إثم. That verily some of suspicion or a doubtful thought can become sinful. And the Musannif rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions two things in particular as to why people gain suspicion. The first reason is because people have to perceive what goes on in this world. And with perception, a person is only usually using what his eyes allow him to see. So for example, I perceive a group of people in front of me. If the group of people are, you know, looking down or looking away, or they're looking at their watches, if I see a bunch of you looking at your watches right now, the perception would be what? I'm boring you. You want to move on. You want to go home. However, that could be an incorrect perception. It could be that you're looking at your watches saying, oh, the time's going so quickly, I wish you would speak for another hour. Which is probably not the case. But that could be the case, right? So perception is problematic sometimes because we only are able to perceive things based upon our background. And this is why when we're perceiving something negative of someone else, that is often an indication of how things are impure within ourselves. For example, oftentimes when people begin to point fingers to the Prophet ﷺ or at him, pointing out how he married a woman at the age of 6 and then consummated the marriage at the age of 9, some hadith 7 and 9. You know, it's because people have such perverted and dirty minds today that that's a problem. Because even within our own history, our American history, we see the relationships that the founding fathers had with their significant others came down to such young ages. In fact, it was legal to have marriage, or the age of consent was at this age as well. So the moment everyone begins to point fingers at the Prophet ﷺ and they begin to have these, you know, thoughts about him, it's because they themselves, their minds are in the gutter. When someone's mind is in the gutter, then it will perceive based upon the gutter. Whereas upon for Muslims, it's not a big deal. We know that culturally speaking, many places overseas, women get married young. And that time was a different time where people lived shorter lives and people were obligated to work and become older earlier for various reasons. It doesn't bother us. So perception is often the first reason why we begin to have suspicion. And what's dangerous is perception is usually an indication of ourselves. Thus, if we immediately begin to have doubts about others, we should recognize the fact that our perception is showing us that there's something wrong within ourselves. This becomes true in the story of Musa alayhi salam. One day Musa alayhi salam, he was giving a khutbah, and it was a brilliant khutbah. And afterwards, one of the Bani Israel asked, is there anyone more knowledgeable than you? He, in honesty, said no. He's the Prophet of Allah in the end. And so Allah Ta'ala did not like his response. So then he directed him to find his servant, Khidr. And Khidr alayhi salam, and there's a debate, was he a prophet, was he not a prophet? He would have ilmul ladun, a type of knowledge that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Musa alayhi salam was not skilled in this knowledge. He had a shar'i knowledge. Now Musa alayhi salam begins to follow Khidr alayhi salam path by path. Three events take place in the Quran in which Musa alayhi salam accompanied Khidr alayhi salam. And when they went together, what happens? Musa alayhi salam, they reach a point where they have to cross water. And when they go to cross water, they come to a boat. The people on the boat offer to give them a ride without any charge. Musa alayhi salam, Khidr alayhi salam, they both board the boat and they begin to cross. When they cross, what's the payment that Khidr alayhi salam gives them? He tears a hole in their boat. Musa alayhi salam is appalled by this. They just gave us a free ride and you're returning their goodness by putting a hole in their boat. But that's the perception of Musa alayhi salam, because Musa alayhi salam, and this is not a negative perception, but Musa alayhi salam was a prophet, and he was a prophet that was strict on Sharia, which is legal law. And so Islamic law, or you know, you can say Judaic law. And so what he was doing was he was looking from the perception of someone who practices law. And that was what? Someone gives you an ihsan, a goodness towards you. They turn a good favor towards you. You don't harm them in return. And if they don't do anything, you still don't harm them in return. So he was looking from that perspective. Then they move on. They find a group of boys playing. Khidr alayhi salam is looking. He identifies a boy. He grabs him, grabs his head and plucks it off. Musa alayhi salam, أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ. You killed a pure innocent individual without any reason? Recompense for something else? And he was shocked at this. Now, one tafsir mentions, interestingly, that Khidr alayhi salam actually just lifted the skin off of the boy's shoulder and showed that over there, it showed the word kafir. In one tafsir. Then they go to a place where no one's hosting them. And Khidr alayhi salam, he fixes the wall. And that wall was going to topple over. And he could have charged money for it, but he didn't. Now Musa alayhi salam, each time he's responding, he doesn't understand why are they doing what they're doing. Now what is Khidr alayhi salam's response each time? A test for the Huffaz. What's the general response? Yes. إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرَ. Why? وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرَ. That his response is that you'll never be able to be patient with what I'm doing. And how can you be patient when this hasn't reached you? Meaning what? Your perception can't encompass this. It's not possible for you. You're a prophet and Sharia law is the way you look at things. I'm looking from a different perspective. I'm looking from knowledge bestowed upon me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has insights to a situation that hasn't been granted to everyone. So that's the first reason why we have suspicion. And then Musa alayhi salam then realizes that all three times there were valid reasons, and the Prophet alayhi salam actually laments the decision of Musa alayhi salam. He wishes if only Musa alayhi salam could have been more patient, we could have seen what comes up next. The second reason, I guess we don't have time for the second reason. We'll go to the second reason tomorrow, inshallah. But the first reason why we have suspicion upon people is what? Our perception. And we should recognize that perception comes from ourselves. That something within us governs and directs our perception to be a certain way. Thus, we should always look to see if I'm suspicious or I have negative thoughts about people, what does that say about myself? If I see someone and I'm questioning what do they do on the cell phone, what are the lustful thoughts and desires that are in my heart? If I see someone and I question this and that, that's actually an indication. Mu'minu miratul mu'min. We're each other's mirrors. We serve as a reflection of one another's reality. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those who are able to battle suspicion. First, recognize the reasons why we have suspicion. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to mix amongst those who battle and overcome it such that it does not harm us or become a barrier between us and our brothers. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.